Hello.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Is that you, Freddie P?
No, this is his son, Danny.
Oh, it is. Danny, where's Fred?
Oh, he's just outside, putting around.
He is. Can you tell him it's Neil Morrison calling from Vancouver?
All right, I will do.
Thanks, buddy.
Hang on a sec. Neil Morrison from Vancouver's on hold.
Thanks, Danny.
Hey, no problem.
How's Brampton?
Yeah.
Enough said.
Morrison, what's happening?
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. Freddie, it must be a nice day out there because I felt like you were blowing me off for a second.
No, I would. Hey, you know what? I'd blow you off on a bad day.
Well, I'm just certainly glad you included the word off in that statement. Freddie! Yeah. Freddie!
Yes.
Freddie, how are you? What's going on in the East? You got your family over?
Well, yeah. What I'm actually doing today is I'm putting river rock in flower beds. That's what I'm doing out east today, Neil.
River rock in flower beds. Can you give me a kind of a Reader's Digest, for dummies kind of thing?
Well, you know, flower beds often get weeds and, you know, they can start to look very tired and you always have to put new soil. Well, you get these things called river rocks and you throw them in flower beds and then just hose them off and beautiful. Looks nice and clean and neat, and you never really have to, you don't have to really service them at all.
My wife's a big gardener, and you know what, Fred? I don't get it. What am I missing? What is it about gardening that's apparently so cool? Because I don't get it.
I'm with you. I can't stand it. In fact, this year, Neil, for the first time ever in my life, I hired one of those lawn care companies. It's called the Lawn Ranger.
Oh, the Lawn Ranger. I think I saw one of his movies.
That's right. Costs $300, and they give you 8 different treatments over the summer, including two weed treatments and I think 3 fertilizers, and there was an aeration and there was an overseeding. So I'm all set.
Freddie, out here we call that something different. We call that a grow-op.
That's right.
Anyway, Freddie, let's talk a little hockey. First of all, Team Canada, worst showing at the World Hockey Championships in 18 years. Did you watch that fiasco?
You know, I didn't watch 1 minute of one game. I became quite annoyed when Sidney Crosby was criticized for not joining the team, which I think was horribly unfair. I mean, you know, a complete NHL season. He played in the Olympics and then 2 rounds of the playoffs. I think I don't think he should have gone over there.
Agreed, and I know that the IIHF have apologized for those comments.
And so they should. There was one writer in particular. Very rarely does a player go there after 2 rounds. It's usually if your team makes the playoffs or you make a quick exit in the first round, then you head over. But Sidney Crosby was under no obligation whatsoever.
For those who don't know, your website, CanadianThinker.com, you have an ongoing feud with fans of the Montreal Canadiens. There's a couple of people specifically, one a gentleman by the name of Freeway Frank, who I know and love very well. He's a good guy, just happens to be a little misguided when it comes to his hockey.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Habs didn't play particularly well, but they just, Havlak had another good game.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I really thought the Flyers would go up 3-0. Although I think, Neil, I think that was their letdown game. They came through the Boston series, and then they were still riding high those 2 games at home against Montreal. I think a bit of a letdown. I think you're going to see a different Philly team tomorrow night because I still think they're going to win that series. Maybe, probably, in 5. But, hey, give the Canadians a game. They played well last night.
How about Chicago and San Jose, though? How good is Chicago looking, or how bad is San Jose looking?
Well, I think the Chicago Blackhawks, they're just getting better as they go along.
Aren't they?
It's a young team sprinkled with a couple of veterans, and they're just getting better as they go along. A lot, I guess, like the Habs, really. But Chicago, I mean, you can't compare the Habs and Chicago talent-wise, and I really think this may be the Hawks' year.
Traditionally, Freddie, let's think back maybe the last 10 years. Is it not traditional that if you have a situation where an underdog makes it from one conference and one of the teams that people thought were going to make the final, it's usually a wash, isn't it? Like it's usually like 4-game sweep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anybody's personally anyway. I took Chicago a few months ago and everybody was wondering about their goaltending and their defense, but like you said, boy, they just keep getting better and better. I don't think it matters who they meet. I think they're going to make the final. It doesn't matter who they meet in the final, Philadelphia or Montreal, hopefully Philly. It's going to be a sweep. I think 4 or 5 maybe.
Yeah.
So this is the final series to watch.
Yeah, you know, we were having that conversation, me and my neighbor, over a beer last night. It's funny, as the playoffs go on, the series don't seem to be as interesting. Like, you know, those first couple of series were fabulous with, you know, Ottawa and Pittsburgh, and then Pittsburgh, Montreal, Washington, Montreal. They were all very interesting series and went the distance. And then all of a sudden, you know, Vancouver goes out quickly, and then it looked like Philly was going to take Montreal out quickly. And I don't know. It seems to be losing steam as we go along.
Well, less teams there are. I can understand that happening to a mm-hmm. point. And the fact that there is only one Canadian team left, sure, sort of takes it out. But one thing that's got to hurt, too, and I'm sure the CBC are concerned about this, is how the NHL is sort of going to the to NBC and doing whatever they want, meaning they're putting like two games this weekend at noon. The Habs-Philly game tomorrow is at noon. Mm-hmm. The Chicago-San Jose game tomorrow. There's a game tonight, but Sunday is mm-hmm. also a noon start. That kind of sucks for people who are used to hockey in the evening.
Well, it's Canadians getting... How do I put this delicately? Pissed on again, because we're used to our Saturday night hockey. We love our playoff hockey, and it's a Saturday night tradition, be it at cottages, you know, or people gathering together in the evening to have a little hockey party or whatever. How do you do that at noon? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
People have things to do. I mean, really, during the day, you have things to do in the spring, you know, stuff around the house and stuff in the garden and stuff in the garage and putting the bloody games on at 12 o'clock. It's an insult to Canadians.
Beers just don't taste the same at noon, man.
No, absolutely. It's ridiculous.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. That's the blog. That's the website to go to. And as always, Freddie, the last two words are yours.
Oh, loving you.